This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the death toll in Texas now topping 100 following a catastrophic flooding across five counties. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha says the priority is locating and identifying victims and notifying families.
As of 8 a.m. Central Time, 87 deceased have been recovered in Kerr County, including 56 adults and 30 children. Identification is pending for 19 adults and 7 children, with one additional person still unidentified.
President Trump at a cabinet meeting pledging more federal aid and resources and says he'll visit Texas Friday.
We don't want to get in anyone's way because, that's what happens. The president goes and everyone's around focused on. I don't want anyone to focus on us.
The president also says he doesn't plan to extend the August 1st deadline for more than a dozen countries to finalize a trade deal or face tariff hikes. The manhunt continues for a Washington state father, Travis Decker, who is accused of killing his three daughters. Officers now focusing on the Sawtooth National Forest in Idaho. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin's fire departments are facing serious challenges. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The reliability of Wisconsin's fire service report, based on contributions from 418 fire chiefs representing 52% of departments statewide, highlights a growing crisis in staffing, funding, and training that could impact public safety if not addressed. Key findings show 85% of rural fire departments operate entirely with volunteers. Over 80% of firefighters receive little or no monetary compensation. 62% of departments are worried they will be unable to adequately staff their first due apparatuses in the next year. 49% reported responding to building alarm calls with fewer than the required 4 firefighters in the past year, and 34% lack sufficient funding to pay their projected expenses. Fire chiefs interviewed recommend regionalizing or consolidating fire departments to merge staff, budgets, and resources, offer tax incentives to support firefighter recruitment and retention, expand access to training, especially in rural areas, and allow more flexible funding mechanisms for local governments. Wisconsin Office of Rural Health says correcting these deficiencies is going to require elected leaders to prioritize significant investment into community fire departments. It is also likely that many communities will need to regionalize services to share cost.
The 2023 state budget changed the formula for the way that municipalities receive state aid. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game 2 of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first, with 2 on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the 5th player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. It was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly cloudy and mild, with highs making it to the mid-80s. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women continue having problems accessing their health care. We're going to talk about that with Megan Kling. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now it's time for News with My Dad. The show where we talk about the news with my dad. And coming in live, joining us on the air, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
Well, I am not going to use the term to describe my physical fact that I am up, that I got in trouble before, but I'm okay.
Well, I think one of the things we got to start doing with this AI business is we need to start programming a bot. Okay, you need to start like feeding it your favorite stories, your favorite poems, your favorite lessons, or just start teaching it things, how you make choices, just so then you can have some measure of immortality and we can continue this show even after your physical form is. I've been thinking about just putting your brain in a beaker, in a glass jar, but I think that wouldn't cover it because then how would it speak? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too morbid, but we've got to figure this out, Pop, if your health continues to be an issue.
Did you ever read Donovan's Brain?
No.
That's the story of a brain that was put in a preserved and hooked up to the world, and the brain took over the world.
Is it inspiring to you? Is this something you want to? Can we learn from it? Was it a how-to book, Dad?
It was very scary. He was a very evil person.
Well, let's not do that then. All right. Well, this is a show. We talk about the news. We try to talk about the important stuff. Sometimes we talk about the unimportant stuff. When it's unimportant, we try to say so. Pop, what is the first story you want to get us to, or do you have a shout-out?
I have a shout-out.
Go ahead.
No music.
Well, I can do it, but nobody. I mean, nobody's. The only music we've got the rights to is like either music that Tom's family makes or that I sing, and I don't have access to the first, and I don't think we're going to get overwhelming support for the second. So maybe at the end we'll see how we do. But go ahead.
Suriname Parliament elected Jennifer Simons to a 5-year term as president, the first time they have had a woman. Which is a big deal for a Latin American, one more Latin American country to decide that women are just as capable as men to run the country.
And maybe, but more so, and not to be silly about it, but honestly, if you had a limited number of magic wands, and that in the global South and in the world generally, empowering women is one of the most obvious and biggest moves you can do to improve prosperity and peace. Go on.
Okay, well, that's my shout out.
All right. So, Dad, where do you want to start in terms of the stories? I've talked about the flood a little bit. You might have thoughts about that. I haven't talked about the vanishing Epstein client list, which might or might not.
I have that on my list. But first, because you talked already a bit about the flood, the only thing that I want to say about it is that it definitely reminds me of the poem that your uncle used to recite from memory, that it was better to put a fence on the hill than an ambulance in the valley. If there was ever a classic example of their needing a fence on the hill, just installing some sirens, so those sirens would have gone off at 3 o'clock in the morning, and those little girls could have got the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Just so obvious. So yeah. Sad.
Very sad. Very sad. All right. Yeah, we've talked about it. One of the main themes for today, in light of that, so it not just be a lesson in random tragedy, but we have been talking about the natural environment, and it's spurred several really interesting calls from folks. What's the next story, Pop, here on Tuesday Newsday and News of My Dad?
Well, there's something that has just come out that I want to comment on that shows just how far the current administration is going. Is that the IRS has now decided that it's okay for ministers to urge from the pulpit their parishioners to vote for a particular candidate without threatening their tax status, which just stinks. The Johnson Amendment, of course, says that a 501c3 organization cannot involve itself in partisan politics. And the philosophy of that is very clear. They get a really big tax break. And by getting that tax break, they should not be able to use it to promote their favorite candidate. And the IRS said, well, that doesn't apply to churches. And why doesn't that apply to churches? Well, because all of those churches that are out there thumping the far right, the evangelicals. But I wonder if the Presbyterians and Northern Baptists and the other, what we like to think of as mainstream churches, take that and run with it. Wonder if IRS will change its mind. And, of course, this just shows the politicizing by Trump of everything in the government.
And I want to say a couple things about that. One, I have said before and I'll say it again, if you get a genie's lamp, the most important wish is to wish for more wishes. The Republican move for years has been when they get power, they change the rules so they can get more power. This is one of the consistent moves. It's something that can be learned from. And what they try to do is try to narrow that power. Rather than more power for people generally, they try to focus more power on the people that they can reliably rely upon to give them, their movement, more power. That's the first thing that I want to say. Second thing I want to say is if your mainline and mainstream churches start to get involved, we'll see. My concern is, I think about my good friend Brendan Barnicle. Brendan Barnicle was an investment banker. After his investment bank sold and he got some dough, he became, maybe I shouldn't be using his full name, but he's a wonderful guy. And he became an Episcopal priest. And I think about how he approaches his pulpit. And he wants to have a moral base, but he doesn't want to politicize his pulpit. The challenge, I think, is too many of the well-meaning preachers, the people who read the Bible, won't think primarily the Bible should be used as a source of political power. But the organizations, including the Christian organizations, so-called Christian organizations, who have been playing fast and loose with Jesus' teachings for generations, will jump in. The hardcore conservative churches will take advantage of it, and other churches won't. I do think that there is a need for more religious movements that have actually read the New Testament and that stand up for loving thy neighbor and being a steward of the land, and that actually try to put some of those teachings into practice. Dad, we're about to go to break. Any last thought on that, or do you want to try to squeeze in a story in the last 45 seconds before that break?
I have one more comment on that. What this allows, of course, some rich person who wants to help a candidate, and if he contributes to the candidate or to a PAC, cannot deduct that. But he or she can now contribute to a church And the church can then go out and support the candidate, and the giver to the church gets to deduct that from his or her taxes,
yeah.
And it doesn't threaten the tax-exempt status of the church. It's just awful.
Yours is one of the most important salient points of them all, that now there will be even more of a cottage industry where decidedly and devoutly political churches and preachers will raise money from the same people who have been funneling secret money, the Heritage Foundation, the Trump campaign, etc., into these churches so that they can grow and proselytize more. And 700 Club, maybe we haven't seen anything yet. This is potentially one of the bigger stories happening, and we've got to address it with better resource, better strategy, and better faith. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925, after News of My Dad. We'll be wrapping up News of My Dad right after this break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
If you're still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day, let's tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distilleries offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. Hi, George. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. Tom's favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are making, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Tom. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. And we are back. We're in the break. We were talking about the vanishing, mysterious Epstein client list, the one that during the campaign, you couldn't go to a pro-Trump online channel without them talking about, oh, we need to get him in there because he'll expose the Epstein client list. Well, no, who Epstein was in cahoots with, forgetting the fact that Donald Trump was the guy that was seen and photographed and videoed partying with the guy. They had multiple visits with the guy, that they were friends, described him as friends. Confederates of Trump described him as very close friends. They had described him as the closest friend he had by one of his former Confederates. And now, after the Attorney General said, oh, yes, I got that client list on my desk, we're going to be reviewing it. And then after saying we're going to be reviewing it, they're told the client list is gone, either because it never existed or because, well, after reviewing it, they decided they didn't really want it to be shown. This seems notable. This seems notable. I hope it is notable and it remains notable if there is any intellectual honesty within the movement, within that chattering class that was championing and champing at the bit, championing for the release and champing at the bit to be able to talk about this more with more information. I hope that they stay with it. And Dad, you're saying that right now there is at least some call within the right wing folks to say, hey, what happened with that client list?
Yes, there's a lot. Now, while we're talking about lies coming out of the administration, something that I'm surprised there isn't more general publication today is that lawyers have been telling judges that there's nothing the United States can do about the folks that they have deported to San Salvador, because all those folks are now in control of San Salvador, which is an independent country, and we have no... Well, it turns out...
And we don't have a telephone. We can't call them.
It turns out that San Salvador, months ago, sent a letter to the UN saying specifically that it was all up to the United States that what should be done with those folks, and which is going to put some lawyers in a very interesting position when the judges start asking them, did you know about this? They are going to have to say, well, yes, Judge, I did, in which case they could be disbarred.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, there's got to be some piece of the rule of law, some threads remaining from the rule of law need to be applied, yes?
Yes, or those lawyers really didn't know, and they're going to have to say, Your Honor, I apologize. We really didn't know, which if I were a lawyer in that situation, I would resign because I would not be willing to work for a client that gave me lies to submit to a court.
Now, we need to be keeping lists of people who do the right thing. And not a enemies list, but a heroes list of people who actually stand up. One of the challenges in America right now is there's insufficient reward for doing the right thing. There's insufficient reward for standing on principle, insufficient reward for having honor, insufficient reward for telling the truth, insufficient reward for it. There's all kinds of reward for doing the wrong thing if you're in cahoots with other powerful and wealthy people doing the wrong thing. Too little reward for doing the right thing. Pop, we got time for maybe one more story.
Well, I would just like to mention Trump makes all this stuff. He and Musk and Doge are going to save all this money. Talk about a classic example of a huge waste of money was the raid on an empty park. Well, it wasn't a completely empty park. There was a campfire girls encampment in the MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, but they sent at least more than 23 federal agents, 90 or so National Guard members, Humvees, 17 Humvees, four other tactical vehicles, all into the park, a couple of ambulances too, wearing tactical weapons. As we can tell, there were not only no arrests, there was nobody there to arrest, just an intimidation exercise. And how much did that cost? Oh, come on.
So there was nothing in Capone's vault? I'm shocked. Dad, it is time for a straw in the wind. And I will say, like a straw in the wind. I'm sorry it's not Barbara Streisand. And to Barbara, if you're listening, I love you and I apologize deeply. Go ahead, Dad.
Straw in the wind. There are now 11 states, which was up from 3 just a couple of years ago, now 11 states in which there are more people over the age of 65 than there are people under the age of 18.
Mm.
Lots of implications from that one.
Send me the list. I'd actually like to, genuinely, if you would, text it to me or email it to me, I would actually like to see the list. Thanks, Pop.
Actually,
you've been news with my dad.
I have time to give you the list?
Nope, that's the music. But you can send it to me.
Okay, though.
Love you, Dad.
You.
Be well. I'll be right back here on Tom Hartman Show, back with your calls, your phone calls, and your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Jim and Robin and David and Anthony and Billy and Rose and Ardeen and Paul will be back with you. 202-808-9925 is the number.
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
A recent story is drawing new attention to the work of the USDA Beagle Brigade after an Egyptian national kicked one of the dogs in D.C., Well, I got to meet this dog while I was there this spring. His name is Freddy, and he's a federal officer. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. The Beagle Brigade has a 95% success rate, sniffing out invasive species and other threats to U.S. agriculture that might try to enter our country via airport terminals. Freddy's handler, Valerie Wu, tells us what a day is like in the life of the Beagle Brigade.
So our routine schedule at Dulles, we work a 10-hour shift. Our partners are with us for the majority of that shift. We do kennel all of our dogs. They don't live at home with us because they are primarily looking for food. Places like the kitchen or the dining room would be problematic areas for training. And a lot of our dogs have never been pets.
Valerie Wu is Freddy's handler with the USDA Beagle Brigade working at the Dallas Airport in Washington, D.C. So what did Freddy find in that Egyptian national's baggage? 55 pounds of beef, 44 pounds of rice, 15 pounds of eggplant, cucumbers and bell peppers, along with corn seed and herbs. All of these products were prohibited from entering the U.S. Stick around for midday commodity prices next.
Hey, sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp, Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Grain markets are mixed. Midday on a Tuesday from Chicago, cash corn is down a penny and a half. December new crop corn down 3 cents at 417 and three quarters. Cash beans are down 2.5 cents, but November new crop beans are up a penny, trading at 1021 and three quarters. And new crop wheat is trading up a half a cent at 549 a bushel. The August Class 3 milk contract is 9 cents lower at 1805 a hundredweight. September milk is trading down 8 cents at 1869. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and mild, with highs making it to the mid-80s. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
We're not that into chasing trends over here, but we are about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. We just ordered an all-cotton and wool sweater, and we keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become everyday essentials. Here's what we love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love the products we get from Quince, and you will too. Recently purchased a cotton cashmere blend, so soft, the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with Elevate Essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping of those elevated essentials, and you get 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom. Let us go straight to your phone calls. Let's go to Ardeen, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Ardeen, you are on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm calling about the global warming and all that. I grew up in California, and actually I'm actually in the state of Colorado now, basically because it's smog, one of the reasons, and we had to get out of California many moons ago, 1989. But I actually have oxygen on me right now, and what the doctor told me is I grew up in smog. Yay! So I have an asthmatic condition based upon pollution.
Yep.
Toxins and pollution.
And you're
Yay,
not the only one.
Getting older and having oxygen. Yeah, I know, really. It's bad. And I remember the days when we weren't allowed to play outside.
Yep.
Yeah, when we were kids in California.
Likewise. I lived in South Pasadena. Do you remember this? So I lived in South Pasadena as a kid, and I was born in Portland, then we split up. I lived in Southern California. And on particularly smoggy days, when we would swim, and I know it was because of this extra deep breath, after I got out of the pool, when I would take a breath, it would hurt. Do you remember that? It's like you took two deeper breaths, and you'd want to take these shallow breaths because you took a deep breath, it would hurt. Did the same thing happen to you?
It would hurt, yeah.
It was the wildest thing.
I remember that a lot. My husband talks about it.
Yeah, keep going, Ardeen.
Well, and also, I want to talk about, you say that the global warming, I'm very aware of it. I'm very aware that we make a lot of the problems. It's natural, too. There is nature involved in it. But we make a lot of our own problems. And actually, in Colorado right now, we have monsoons every day. And I actually think one of those monsoons, whenever it hits Pikes Peak, the Continental Divide, it comes over and it just unloads on us as far as rain. It's been always like that. And before they were nice, leisurely little showers. Now they're hailstorms, and we get the good hail here. We get the golf ball plus baseball size hail sometimes. It's been in the past, but I think a lot of these are heading towards Texas. That's what I was thinking. It's horrifying what's happened to the state of Texas. It's horrifying where we don't think it's a big deal. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
And another thing, when Trump talks about the wind turbines, I think I know the Air Force Academy. They have when they had the shovel ready program. Remember that one long time ago? It was a program to do infrastructure improvements, and I think it was through Obama. And they built. It's over 100 solar energy panels. It's right next to the Cadmeter Drive. You can see it from I-25, actually, coming into the spring. But they're very, very, very proactive with global changes there at the Academy, which is great. That's a good plus on our side.
Yeah.
And Pueblo, our neighboring city, they have the world's biggest turbine manufacturing plants there. And I was reading it up on AI just before I talked to you. And they employ over 600 people. They're looking to employ about 800 more. But I don't know with everything that's happened. They were anticipating on bringing in to the place about 800 more people by the year 2028.
And so, Ardeen, is your core point that these are examples that can be used to promote other people to make investments around climate change?
Yes.
Great.
I just
want to make sure you have a chance to make your core point before I take the next caller.
Yeah. Okay, because what I want to tell you is where we need to really address the issues is in the schools.
Yeah.
Teaching the kids the STEMs and incorporating the solar problems, or I mean the global problems with the children. They are our future, and they can fix it. They can fix it a lot, and they can put pressure on their parents a lot.
Thank you, Ardeen.
I've seen it.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Anthony from Port Orchard, Washington. You're on the air, Anthony.
Hi. Hey, I was listening to Gabriella's call a little while ago, and she was talking about trees dying. I'm an orchardist, okay? She's absolutely right. Anytime you see spindly branches sticking up out of the top of trees, that means that the trees are not wicking up enough water from the ground to stay alive. So the easiest solution is to use wood chips. Pile wood chips up to, like, 6 inches deep underneath trees. Don't go all the way up to the trunk because you don't want the wood chips hitting the trunk. But take the wood chips all the way out to where they're underneath, all the way up to the drip line, which is the outermost branches where the water comes down.
Yeah.
I have a ton of really healthy trees that I did this with a while ago, and my trees aren't suffering at all. I don't have those spindly branches sticking out of my trees. I have tons of fruit and nut trees. And the other thing I do is I'll go ahead and stick a sprinkler underneath after putting down the wood chips. Stick a sprinkler under the trees and soak the wood chips for about half an hour, and the trees just love it.
I appreciate that note, Anthony. It reminds me, we had Angela Gigi, who happens to be my former stepsister and really smart person. She was on, it was last year, on the program. And her big thing around climate change is addressing water, not just carbon, but addressing water, including making sure that water is in the soil. And one of the ways to make sure you have water in the soil is no bare soil. And what you just said is smart mulching practices and extra wood chips. And I appreciate that. And to get them, when you said 6 inches, I heard you say not 6 inches deep, but 6 inches away from the trunk, so it doesn't rot the trunk. It's not wood on wood.
That's not quite correct.
Oh, great. Please, correct me.
Take the wood chips almost up to the trunk, like just like half an inch. But six
oh, half
inches
an inch
deep,
from the trunk. Okay.
6 inches deep under the tree all the way around.
Got it. So 6 inches deep, okay. But just shy of the trunk, not touching the trunk.
Right.
That's what I needed to hear.
Right.
Anthony, thank you so much. And I really do think that some of these practices, you really can impact your microclimates, really can impact the community. If we do this over and over again, making sure that each of us who do have yards, who have lawns, that we think differently than just kind of the standard, you know, climate change promoting lawn and planting trees, taking care of those trees, that we really can, that addressing water in the atmosphere is an enormous deal for it's water is the biggest. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but H2O is the biggest. Biggest climate change particle, not carbon.
Sure, that's right.
All right. Anthony, thank you so much.
All right.
Let's go to Rose from Chicago, Illinois. Maybe it's Illinois. It's either Illinois or Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, Jefferson. First, I want to make a quick comment about climate change because the callers were talking about that. I guess it's a rhetorical question. It's where do the big oil executives and their trust fund babies think they're going to retire to on this planet that they destroyed? I mean, Greece and the island, Greek islands are always on fire. There's always floods everywhere. All of, you know, the destinations in Europe are floods or on fire. This country, every place, where are they going to be in some rocket ship somewhere?
Well, it is not unrelated to the rocket ship movement, but I will say I'll tell you the line from Arizona, and of our listeners in Arizona, that's the line there is, the old saw there is, water flows uphill to money. So in drought stricken areas, the folks with the dough make sure that they buy water rights and they get access to those water rights. That ultimately, even climate change is an equality issue. I like to think, and I like to remember, that in
more enlightened self-interest, that we are each of us better off if all of us are better off. But you ask the question, what are they thinking? Too much what they are thinking is, well, at least it'll be okay in my gated community. At least it'll be okay in my rich house. At least it'll be okay in the bunker from nuclear or climate devastation that I will be safe inside. And I like to think, no, let's work together to make it so we need fewer bunkers. That seems like a smarter move. But last word for you, Rose.
That's true. On that same thing, is that back in the old days, decades ago, you'd think, oh, maybe they're going to retire to some remote desert island like Gilligan's Island and have servants and everything and their kids and everything. But those islands will be underwater. So, but anyway, yeah. What I called about, I just wanted to quickly mention about the whole mass deportations, specifically about
say
the
it quick.
Latino
we're going
population.
To break.
Okay, is that the bigger picture is they want to keep this country from becoming a majority-minority country.
Sure.
So all the stuff about the spectacle and the shiny object and the cruelty and stuff,
yeah.
The big picture is no majority-minority country.
No, and they're able to find enough people to vote against their sort of economic class based on the idea that they at least have that in common. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Be back with your calls, 202-808-9925.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Mexico rolled out its automatic voter registration system July 1st, allowing citizens to conveniently register to vote or change residency information while at the DMV. Across the country, New Hampshire's legislature may burden its elderly and disabled absentee voters by requiring copies of ID when voting by mail and citizenship papers when registering by mail. New Mexico passed a sweeping voting rights bill, HB 4, in 2023. Among its provisions was automatically registering citizens to vote at the motor vehicle division, previously only an option. AVR has been successful in other states in registering younger voters and may expand registrations of the state's native voters as well. Local election officials will send newly registered voters their voting districts and precincts and how to opt out if they choose. New Hampshire, despite having next to no fraud, abuse, or non-citizen voting, has gone the other direction. Legislators sent bills to Governor Kelly Ayotte mandating proof of citizenship be sent with absentee registrations and that absentee voters must include copies of an approved ID or have their signature notarized. Such onerous rules adversely affect seniors and disabled voters who may not be able to make copies, and younger voters and college students who may not have ready access to those documents. Voter fraud and non-citizen voting are extremely rare, and such rules serve to keep more eligible voters from voting than ineligible ones. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't grow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping available only at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath, getnativepath.com/Tom, THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. And we are back. We are on with Billy. Billy, I want to make sure your last word could be heard. Somewhere we agreed, and Billy self-described conservative and doesn't want hateful speech. There's two things I think we can agree on, Billy, and that is that we should have our movements and our governance and how we interact rooted in love, and two, that we should avoid hateful speech. Is there any place you think that the conservative movement right now is getting it wrong, or do you think it's 100% right up and down the street?
I think we're getting it wrong in a few areas. I would like to see these papers, the Epstein files, be completely uncovered.
Yeah.
I don't care who's on the line for that. I have no compunction for people that, you know, I have no pity for anybody who's involved there.
Yeah.
But I think 99 times out of 100, Tom, we're getting it right. We're getting it right on the border. We're getting it right on the Epstein
stuff. Do you worry that Donald Trump is on that list?
I do not.
Okay. How come?
If he is, he is. If he's not, he's not. But I wish they'd come out so we'd find out once and for all.
If he were on that list, what would be your reaction?
My reaction would be that he should be shamed and prosecuted like all the rest of them.
And if they don't release the client list, what do you think the conservative movement should do? What should voters like you do? Because they're not going to listen to me, but they might listen to you.
We have no choice but to stay in the dark if they keep us in the dark.
Yeah.
But the overall good that the Republican Party is doing under Trump cannot be understated.
And for you, like when 17 million people are losing their health care, you like it, don't like it, or somewhere in between?
I think that people that are on the public dole on Medicaid, so forth, should work for their Medicare.
Got it. And if we lose somewhere between 150 and 300 hospitals, what do you think then?
Well, I think that, again, they need to pay. You know, they need
just how
to
it goes. Just how it goes, huh?
Their means, Tom.
Let me ask another question. Do you think climate change is real?
climate's been changing since there's been a climate.
Do you think climate change is something that humans have impact on and should care about and have policy reflecting it?
I don't believe that human beings have enough impact on the environment to make any difference.
Do you think having a big middle class is important?
I do.
Good. We agree on that one. Do you believe that democracy itself is something worth fighting for?
I believe that a federal republic is worth fighting for, yes.
When you say the difference between a federal republic and a democracy, what's the most important difference to you?
States' rights.
Okay, states' rights. All right. So we at least roughly speaking agree on the importance of having a strong republic and a democracy and having a middle class and in having policy rooted in love and avoiding hateful speech. Here's what I would ask, and I've given you a little more time than I'd give most listeners, but it's because I have a favor to ask. My favor is hold your team accountable. Hold your team accountable around hateful speech. Hold your team accountable at having policy making that is rooted in love, not masqueraded with Christian messaging. What they're actually trying to do is take from the poor and give to the rich. What I'd ask is actually live the values that Christians purport to live. You don't have to agree with me on everything, but I would ask that you do work to make your team as good as it can be, not as effective as it can be, not as powerful as it can be. I hope you lose a lot of the time, but I do hope you'll be more virtuous. And I know that people like you will have more impact on it than people like me. And I do appreciate your time.
Agreed. And we both love our dads.
All right, Bill, you take care. Ron from, I think it's Berrien Springs. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that last guy is a Confederate Ku Klux Klan flag and American patriot. And I love my father, too, World War II veteran, self-made man. But you're talking about water, Jefferson.
Yeah.
On a recent New Yorker magazine article, Saudi Arabians have bought up land. I forget, I think it was in the Southwest somewhere. And they're actually using their sophisticated drilling rigs, which go down further than anybody else's in the world, to pump up the last drops of aquifer water. And they're growing alfalfa, and the alfalfa is being shipped on special jets from the Middle Eastern potentates and oil magnate billionaires for their horses and camels and other critters. While, you know, they're paying the same water bills as a person living in a ranch house in those desert drought-ridden areas.
No.
Like here in Michigan, in Upper Michigan, there's a Nestle plant that's been pumping out groundwater, aquifer water for years and then selling it back to us. And they're paying the same price as if they're a municipal laundromat or something. So the legality of stealing American water is...
No, and I want to, we're going to break, but I want to say, I don't want to call, and you didn't do this exactly, but I don't want to call somebody a KKK member because of a difference on water policy. I actually think water policy is a place where a lot of people can agree. Now, too many of the people who fund the Republican Party won't agree because they want to get free water paid for by the lack of water for future generations. But I think the vast majority of Americans understand the primacy of water resources and can work together to save them and protect them, and preserve them.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care.
This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, crews continue to search for 20 still missing after Friday's catastrophic flooding. At least 104 are dead across five counties. Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker is with the Texas Game Wardens and says crews are working grid by grid, canvassing the destruction along the Guadalupe River.
We've searched 26 river miles since the tragic event has started. We've had approximately 444 rescues. 30 recoveries.
Officials say the last rescue of someone alive occurred on July 4th. At a cabinet meeting today, President Trump says he'll visit Texas on Friday to get a firsthand view of the destruction. The White House says the president will meet with Israel's prime minister again tonight, with the president pushing to finalize a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. Sean Diddy Combs expected to participate in a remote post-conviction hearing today, along with his attorneys and federal prosecutors. His attorneys pushing for an expedited sentencing date. This is ABC News.